This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, breaking a tailbone, no apologies, and the Watusi. It's all coming up right after this.
I think my wife is running around on me with that cook from the taco hell. I've been on the throne about a week and a half. She's got a weird taco smell. Every time she goes over there, I find a jalapeno in her underwear. I think they're trying to poison me with that burrito number three. I think my wife is running around on me with that boy at the Burger Moo. He spoils her rotten. Everything I've gotten over there's been rotten, too. If he wants to give me mad cow disease, I wish he'd make mine with tomatoes and cheese. If I'm gonna die today, at least murder me all the way. I think my wife is running around on me with that jerk from the Chicken Champ. She gets a bucket of food, picks it up in the nude like a loose chicken tramp. He's the foul fella that I despise, spreading salmonella through his breast and thighs. They're trying to make me sick, and she's looking for a bigger drumstick. I think my wife is running around on me with that boy at the pizza place. He knocks on the door with his pants around his ankles and a big smile on his face. I think I'm gonna have to call his boss and say, what are y'all putting in this new sauce? I've had pizza a thousand ways. Here we go, Christy, but never with mayonnaise. I think my wife is running around on me with the whole damn world. Boom, boom, na 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 dong, na na dong, na na dong, na na dong.
We gotta keep some more.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Here's Tom.
How many beats per minute is this heart going for Christy Lee?
I say 98.
69?
There you go.
Whoa. Yeah.
Attaboy.
Sexy, sexy.
You got your watch on over there, mister?
I do.
You got your beats per minute for me?
I do. 64 5 minutes ago.
That's oh, good. Very nice, very nice.
But then about 15 Ooh. Minutes ago, it was about 87.
Yeah,
something like that.
I'm kidding.
Well, let's not talk too. About that. You know.
My highest beats per minute, 130.
Really?
Oh, wait, are you guys talking heartbeat?
Yeah.
Oh. That's a pretty good stroke there.
Well, yeah, this Apple Watch, you can do all kinds of crazy stuff with this thing.
Why is my heart rate so high? Is
Get
it
your
you?
Blood oxygen level. What's your heart rate right
104
now?
104 right now.
Oh, you must be in love.
Somebody new, huh?
Looking at pictures of your boyfriend?
8 months old? What?
Do you have a picture of your boyfriend?
He's 8 months
in
old.
In your office?
No. Oh, stop it.
She's in love with a baby.
The rubber, the cradle.
That's sick.
Look who's talking indeed.
God. A baby?
Hey, do you want to spring that baby story on him since we're talking babies? Have you seen this?
Yeah, well...
It's kind of a...
Yeah, I'm really skeptical about it, and I think the woman just said all this just to get... people to look at her TikTok. She's really
pretty. I'm glad you said TikTok.
Wow. Yeah, you know, something. I will agree with you, but the story is out there. This lady had a baby 2 years ago.
And apparently it broke her tailbone while giving birth. 21-year-old Charmaine Brunel had a baby girl born 2 years ago.
Don't squeeze her during birth.
Okay? Yeah. 22 inches.
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
And was in the 99th percentile of length, meaning taller than 99 of 100 newborns. Baby was apparently the height of, I guess it's a boy in this story. I thought it was a girl, but 5'1" mom. A video detailing her agonizing delivery already has 5.7 million views on TikTok.
I had heard that this could happen.
Well,
I've heard of the tailbone breaking before.
Right. I think it's actually very common.
Mm-hmm. Her husband's 6'3", she's 5'1".
And she's gorgeous.
Exactly
by the way.
My situation.
She's
I didn't
beautiful.
Break nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes this story relevant.
No.
If she's attractive,
no,
right, Willie?
This is some ugo.
No, I am defending Christie's point.
No, I think she wanted
to get the
followers or TikTok.
And what bugged me about this story, and I looked at several different sources, and nowhere does it say how much the baby weighed.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And then there was another story about a woman who had a similar situation, and her baby weighed. Let me see if I can find her baby weighed 14 pounds,
holy,
13 ounces.
And she did that vaginally.
Yeah.
Woo.
You know what they named the kid?
Oh, what?
Brunswick.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Man.
Ooh, you see, it had a ace. The head was the size of a bowling ball, you see. It'd be passing it through the old vag might be never mind.
Three holes.
Yeah, I'm with you, Christy. I think because this story.
If it happened 2 years ago, you would think.
Well, I think the New York Post picked it up because it's had 5.7 million views on TikTok. But again, I'm somewhat skeptical of this whole thing, but
I believe it happened, and I believe she put it on TikTok to get views. I think both are fine.
Yeah,
I insist we start a new feature called "I'm somewhat skeptical" because you are skeptical about everything.
That'd be every news story.
It would be. We'd never get done.
Tend to be skeptical of some of the stuff. I think that it can be fake. But I'm sure she had the kid. I don't deny that.
Right.
Yeah, she's got a.
But you don't think her tailbone really broke?
No, I think that. I just.
I think it's more common than people realize. And they.
Yeah. Boy, that is one ugly baby.
Well, who's on TikTok? Most of the people watching this are 17-year-old girls going, that can happen too?
Yeah, I'm not having babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not a great idea.
What's the height difference again between the guy and the girl? 5?
She's 5'1", he's 6'3".
How does that work out? Does she have to get in a little step stool?
Well, let me tell you, Willie.
Have you ever dated a guy that
My ex-husband was 6'3", the kid's dad.
No. You didn't know
that? I guess that I just...
Well, I'd like to say hello to the guy driving the truck right now that's just saying to himself, is someone going to say... He's nuts over you, Christy?
Not anymore, he's not.
Christy, I guess when y'all were together, I was a tiny little kid, so I was always looking up, so I didn't notice
how tall he was.
Yeah, the big difference.
He's a tall man.
My goodness.
So, no, I'm sure it happened, Josh. I'm not trying to take away the story.
No, I think
the only reason they picked it up is because she's had this huge following on TikTok.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
She's so pretty.
Yeah, which TikTok's in the news a bunch of times today, as a matter of fact. So we'll find out.
It's pretty popular, Tom.
Yeah, of course it is. And I'm sure that the Chinese are very happy about that.
Thrilled.
Yeah, not on there.
Welcome to Paranoid News. We're here.
Oh, facts.
There you go. Facts. That's right. Here we go.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
That's right. And because right now, I've said this for years, right now there was someone dead on a slab that wasn't paranoid enough.
Well, you could just be paralyzed by your paranoia. How about that?
Oh, paranoia can be paralyzed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
paranoia was true.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, protein plus, or keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy.
Comfy.
I'm cozy.
Cozy.
I have zero blisters on my toes.
Blisters.
And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
We have Chick McGee, of course, at the orangeinsoles.com sports desk. And the big news in sports is
Tiger Woods, not Bobby Darin passing away.
It wasn't Bobby Darin. Oh, by the way, Bobby Darin is deceased.
Bobby, oh, yes, yeah. Bobby Rydell.
Quite some time.
Bobby Rydell, Bobby Darin. Which one was it?
You're getting confused with, there was an actor named James Darin.
Whatever.
Who, I believe, wasn't he on The Time Tunnel? God, I love that show.
The Time Tunnel.
Oh, great show. One of the early television sci-fi shows.
Is that It's About Time? It's About Space?
No,
that's a different one.
The Time Tunnel.
The Time Tunnel was sort of a serious show where they'd run into this tunnel and they'd end up in a different place.
Like ancient Rome or the dinosaurs?
Yeah, it was great.
Exactly. Huh. Yeah, I remember that.
But they were tiny, right?
Kind of a Stargate.
They were tiny people.
No, you're thinking of
Land of the Giants.
Fantastic voice.
Land of the Giants is the tiny people. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was James Darin. You're right, though. That's the same era. Bobby Rydell.
That was a Bobby Darin.
There we go.
Who else was it in that? Frankie Avalon. That was the era. Yeah.
There wasn't a Bobby Darin?
There was,
of course. Bobby Darin
smacked the knife, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and he died many, many years ago. A very talented guy.
You say so.
Very.
Oh, you don't think? Oh, super talented.
Somewhere.
But Bobby Rydell, of course, once again, in one of my favorite movies, Bye Bye Birdie, which I highly recommend. sadly, he's gone. We talked about it yesterday. It's kind of sad.
I wonder if the rental of Bye Bye Birdie went up yesterday just because people were.
Probably I don't think it works like
no
that.
Way.
What do you mean it doesn't work like that?
I don't think it works like that. It's a rental. I don't think they can goose it immediately.
Well, I think so. She's right. No, you go on your TV and you search.
If it was like $3.99 yesterday, it could be $8.99 today.
No, I meant people.
I don't think that could do it.
No. Oh, no.
You mean the number of? What are you talking about?
Number of viewers.
You're right.
See, my problem is I don't know what I can say and what I can't. See, and I'm out here walking blind. I got a feeling it's Godwin's fault. That's all I
you know.
Know.
We pissed him off somehow. I don't know what happened.
Don't throw we into it.
Don't drag me. Don't you drag you. You stay out of this. It's your fault.
I merely bristled when he brought up the right of song immediately.
Calm down.
I will not sit here while you attack Bobby Rydell.
I think you're right.
Your contention is that's why they named it Rydell High, because of Bobby Rydell?
They said that in the obit.
Absolutely.
They said that in the obit.
Yeah, in the New York Times.
In the movie Grease, they named the school.
Yeah, you're right, Tom. Tell him, Tom. Yeah.
My honey's so smart.
He knows all of it. Tell him, Tom. Oh, look how smart he is.
Oh, look at this.
Times.
Dear Bob
if
and Tom
only
show.
We met earlier,
please
Tom.
Alert Chick that he better leave because the rehearsal for the band Bucket O'Dix is starting in 5 minutes. And I understand he's the lead singer.
Oh, really?
I understand.
How much of that did you make up?
No, all of it?
I have to say 100%.
See,
the theater of the mind is when I grabbed the paper and did a Rush Limbaugh.
Here's another email. I just got this email in. Oh,
okay.
Why don't Tom and Christy go do their own show? That's a great idea. That's a fabulous idea. Then you could agree with him, and I don't have to sit here.
What's the name of that? The author of that email?
Austin Card.
Oh, okay. How about that?
How about that?
How did he get involved?
I got an email.
Oh, you did. What does it say, Pat?
Why don't I do the songs? Why doesn't Pat just do the songs he wrote and prepared for the show?
Boy, right he's not going to. You don't. You weren't in here for the commercial break.
What happened? Oh, really? I got thrown under the bus?
It's all about me. That's right.
I like how initially Pat was in that room because of COVID, and now he's in that room because they need to divide Pat and my dad, or they'll kill each other.
But they're best right. friends. They're best friends.
There's a fine line between love and hate.
Demand to know what was said.
You guys have a real just Jim and Pam thing, a Sam and Diane thing. You guys just got
to
smooch.
I prefer to think of it as Jim and Tammy Faye.
That was a good movie. Did you watch
and
that?
By the way, yeah, I liked it. I'm not texting anybody anything later, apology or otherwise. Okay, you all can kiss my ass.
About what?
Yeah, those days are over. Suck it up.
Those days are over.
You're on a morning comedy
That's
show.
That's right. You can't get over the heat. Get out of the
Now, I want to play a little something
Suck
for you.
It up.
Josh, we
candy ass.
We got talking yesterday about some of these old fashioned dances. You got the Froog, the Watusi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I suppose there's someone somewhere that knows all of these.
Sure.
I think we mostly know them by name rather than
the way they look.
What they look like or how to do them. Do you have any particular dances you do?
Well, I ballroom dance, so I like that kind of stuff.
So what's that, like the box step?
Like the cha-cha and the samba. And
could you stand up for a second and do a little cha-cha for me?
Oh, God.
Give us a couple of steps.
Give us a twirl there.
Turn around. Yeah. Put your hand on your abdomen and just kind of dance around like you know what you're doing.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, here she goes.
Lose the jacket.
There it is.
Look at her move.
That's nice. She's sort of slithering across the room. Looking
Those pants are in your way, babe. Take those off.
And actionable. This is... we talked about the Watusi, which I believe is based on an actual tribe.
Okay.
On the continent of Africa.
God, I hope so.
I think in today's world that would be probably, there'd be some cultural problems with that.
I thought Watusi was the green spicy stuff they give you with the ginger when you get sushi.
It's wasabi.
Oh, wasabi? Excuse me.
Maybe nobody will be upset about the Watusi. Maybe they've been wiped out.
Oh, man.
Who's going to complain?
That won't make anybody.
Wilson Pickett.
His little Lucy does the Watusi.
Lucy does the Watusi. That's convenient.
Isn't it?
Lucky he was dating Lucy.
If he'd been dating Millicent, who knows what she would have been
thank
doing.
Thank God you weren't around when he was writing that song. Talking about easy. Come on.
Tell me about it.
Lucy and Watusi, come on.
I mean, sometimes, like, Billy Joel, Davey, still in the Navy. That doesn't work. Lazy.
Oh, that totally works.
I have no comment.
I have no doubt.
This gets the people going.
Let's say it one time.
No more sports.
Did you get another email? All right.
You know, I contend there aren't 1,000 dances mentioned in that song.
1,000?
Not even close. Oh, it's the land of 1,000 dances. They just give you a preview of some of them.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's like a teaser, right. Josh. Much like sports, where we eventually get to all of it, but in the beginning, it's just a tease. Like, oh, baseball. Oh, Tiger Woods. Oh the gosh. NFL.
The Watusi is a solo dance, enjoyed brief popularity during the early 60s. It was one of the most popular dance crazes of the 1960s.
It was based on an African tribe who was machine gunned to death as their bodies twitched.
Only because they were dying from the poisonous bomb.
This is just the kind of speculation that I was trying to avoid. Now listen to this. Here we go.
This is
the band The Miracles.
Oh, you could cha-cha to this.
I'm supposed to watch Lucy for it.
We have to be a music show. This is great.
You're pretty much stationary with your knees slightly bent, moving forward and back by one or two small rhythmic pieces.
Okay, so there's the Watusi, the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there?
What's the jerk? Is the jerk the one fruit. That was popular when I was a kid?
Who was the jerk written about?
I'm not sure. It was a dance.
Really? I was leaving the door. Did you get an email?
Jerky motions. Again, this is my contention is some of these dances are named after things that sound like it's... You wouldn't have a dance called the spasm. You'd be not trying to mock those that are suffering with various ailments. So that's why the twitch was somewhat troublesome. But
Well, the Humpty Dance was very popular, and he even compares that to a fit or a convulsion.
There you go.
And oh, by the way, we have one of the foremost impressionists in the studio who can do Shock G from...
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin.
I forgot about that.
And now, is he still with us?
No, he recently passed
That's
away.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Seriously. We were talking about this news story yesterday about this rapper.
Yeah, I have that.
It's can you just set it up?
Yeah, the dead body of a Maryland rapper was propped up like a mannequin at his funeral in a Washington, D.C. nightclub. The rapper, Markel Morrow, also known as Gunu, was killed last month, and a celebration of life took place at the Bliss nightclub.
Did you see the detectives on the press conference?
I did not.
They said, who do you think killed Gunu? And the detective goes, Goo knows.
Oh.
Well, that seems like an unfortunate thing to say at a crime scene.
Yeah, he was really taking it lightly.
Try it again. Do your bit again. Go ahead.
Did you see the press conference? Somebody asked the detectives, who do you think killed Gunu? And he shrugged and said, Goo knows.
The there body.
Apologies to Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend.
But not to Gunu.
You apologize to.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay. What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville. We always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.